This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Steve Harvey, you've brought your fabulous and very insightful, very informal, very motivating closing remarks back. It's something that you started years ago when you first started the Steve Harvey Morning Show. People have grown to love them and you know, to live by them and be inspired by them. So what do you have for us today?
Here's today a real good piece of motivation that makes your quest to become successful a little bit simpler. You know, oftentimes people are stuck in a rut because they can't think their way clear to see the end result. What I mean by is some people make such lofty goals and then they sit there without a plan of attack to achieve that lofty goal until they've created a goal that seems so daunting that they don't even start the process of trying to accomplish it. For example, and this doesn't have to be the case, I'm just using this as an example. Let's say you want to be a millionaire and you say, wow, I want to make $1 million. And then you start thinking of how to make the $1 million. And because you can't, it becomes so daunting. Making $1 million is difficult. If it were easy, wouldn't you do it by Friday? Wouldn't you? Of course you would. But it's a little more difficult than that. So here's what I had to learn in my life. Everybody listening to this was born with a gift. It's inside of you because God is very fair. He didn't put it on a mountaintop. He didn't hide it under a rock. It's in you. And your gift is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. In that lies your greatest chance for success. There's a scripture that says your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of great men. Let's just look at the first part of that. Your gift will make room for you. My interpretation of that has meant what my gift has done for me. It has allowed me to spread out. It has taken me places I never dreamed I'd go. Your gift will do the same thing for you. So now, let's just talk about your ability to get to the million. I think it's with your gift. Because if that's what that he gave you and instilled at you at birth was to make room for you, here's your chance. Now, how do I do that, Steve? I call it the maximize your effort by 10 theory. It's just something I came up with driving when I was homeless and coming up with how to make it. And I discovered something. All of you have something that some would pay you $10 to do. Some of you paint. Some of you teach. Some of you babysit. Tutors. Some of you work with your hands. Some of you can sing. Some of you can choreograph. Some of you, it's so many things. Cut grass. I mean, play the piano. Some of you do something. Some of y'all work on cars. Some of y'all drive. But all of you have something that you will do that someone will give you $10 to do. All of you have something that someone will pay you $10 to do because you do something that someone else can't do. So now all you got to do, instead of trying to figure out how to make $1 million, is go make the $10 that you're able to make. Once you make that $10, I want you to do it 10 more times. When you do it 10 more times, you now have $100. Once you have $100, it's very simple. Do the same thing you did to make the $100 10 more times. You now have $1,000. See, you don't have to keep thinking of something else to do. Just keep doing the same thing that you've been doing. Just do it, multiply the effort. It's the effort that maximizes and brings about the fruition of what your life can be. So if you make $1,000 and you do that 10 more times, I have news for you. You now have $10,000. Now, in order to make $100,000, you might need a little bit of help. You might need to hire somebody to help you do the thing that you do. But if you make $10,000 and you do what you did to make $10,000, which is the same thing you did to make $10, if you do it 10 more times, you now have $100,000. Now, listen to me, my friends. Once you have $100,000, I can assure you, you are going to need help. Because in order to maximize $100,000, you have to have some like-minded people around you. Nobody gets to the top alone. Nobody becomes successful and wealthy by themselves. They form partnerships, relationships, they get employees. But once you make $100,000 doing the same thing you did to make $10, if you do it 10 more times, I have news for you, my friends. Congratulations. You have just made $1 million with a $10 idea. Stop trying to figure out how to make the million when all you got to do is take your $10 gift that God has put in you. It's a $1 million gift that you have. You just haven't broken it down inch by inch. Anything's a cinch and maximize the efforts. That's how you become successful. These jokes that pay me what I make now, it's the same jokes that paid me $25 a night. They the same jokes. It's all English. This is not in another language. I don't know no more words now than I knew then. I've taken these $25 jokes and I've maximized them over and over and over and over and over and over and over. It's the same jokes I was telling. Babysitters who charge $50 to watch kids, babysitters end up opening up daycare centers. Daycare centers turn into franchises, creme de la creme, Montessori schools. These are national franchises. Somebody was just babysitting. My partner used to cut grass for $3 in the front, $3 in the back. He got a landscaping company in Cleveland. He make $4 million a year. You know what he do? He cut grass. Same $6 grass cutting he been doing. He just got some trucks now. What is it that you do that somebody will pay you $10 that you can maximize your effort for and turn it into your million? Quit trying to figure out how to make the million. Take your $10 skill set and start hammering it and beating it and working it and grinding and hustling and multiplying and magnifying it, and you'll make $1 million. That's my closing remarks. Thank y'all very much.
Thanks, huh?
All right, now.
Talk, boy.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.